And staying in New York, the United Nations has questioned the future of coal in the world's energy mix as world leaders gather ahead of a major climate summit. The Australian government says coal will serve as an affordable, dependable energy source for decades to come, but the UN's climate chief doubts that's in Australia's best interests long term. It's hoped tomorrow's meeting will speed up negotiations for a new climate change agreement to replace the Kyoto Protocol. The ABC's environment reporter Jake Sturmer has the story.
Cristina Figueres has the unenviable job of trying to guide the world towards a new climate agreement.
It certainly is not the easiest task in the world, but it is one that we are seeing become more and more likely, more and more probable, frankly, every day.
The head of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change is hoping her job will be even easier tomorrow, when more than 120 world leaders gather in New York for the UN's climate summit.
The summit is a very exciting moment because it's bringing together more heads of state than ever before in history. Never before have we had under one roof on one day. 120 heads of state focusing exclusively on climate change.
The Prime Minister Tony Abbott won't be there, and neither will the heads of state of major emitters China and India. But Ms. Figueres doesn't see that as a problem given China's recent action on climate change. Next year, it will ban sales of dirty thermal coal and cut imports generally by 50 million tonnes to improve air quality.
So on all measures, China is truly taking this very, very seriously for their own domestic reasons.
She says while the UN can't dictate to Australia what it does with its resources, she doesn't believe unabated coal has a place in the world's energy mix.
That is certainly within Australia's purview to decide how Australia is going to pursue its energy generation and its energy growth. It is just a question of really thinking through very carefully what is in the best long-term interest of Australia and of Australian population.
340 institutional investors with more than $24 trillion of assets under management have called for stronger government action and support for low-carbon technologies ahead of the summit. HESTA, the Health and Community Services Superfund, has begun to restrict thermal coal investments. HESTA's CEO Anne-Marie Corboy is in New York and will have her chance to address world leaders tomorrow.
We think climate change is real and that we know that it will affect the long-term retirement savings of our members, and we need to do something around that in order to mitigate those, loss of return.
It's all part of a desperate bid not to repeat the mistakes of the Copenhagen summit in 2009, where world leaders failed to get a meaningful, binding emissions agreement. Nick Stern is the former principal advisor to the British government on the economics of climate change and development. He's confident there won't be a repeat of Copenhagen.
The learning that's been done in the meantime about technology, about ways of doing things, has been very strong, and the wish to collaborate has grown stronger. But having said that, I do worry whether the overall scale of commitment is going to be enough. That's my biggest worry.
The ambitions laid out in New York will then feed into formal negotiations in Peru later this year, with the goal of having new emissions targets finalised by December next year.
Environment reporter Jake Sturmer.